Well, Pinkies, this is the Fade driver with a green, trying to race to the green light. Everyone's turning here, people. Everyone's turning. For Christ's sake. Do you not understand how this road works?
No, I do not understand how the road works. Let me get back into my Toyota and drive like a bonehead.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, we are off to a great start. Well, boneheaded Toyota drivers notwithstanding, this is the Faye driver. How are you today? We actually have had a wee teeny little bit of spark of sun come poking through the cloud. So our spirits are a little, have been enlightened. We are enlightened, folks. So I'm out and about doing my daily business, which really amounts to nonsense. In any case, I'm out goofing around on the roads once again. You know, I'm still fighting with my goddamn shower. You may have heard a few episodes about how when I get in the shower is like my nemesis. You get in, you set the water, you think you got the water coming out just the right temperature, so you pull the shower thing, and by the time it comes out of the top of the shower head, the temperature is all fucked up. And then you gotta stand there with cold water, fiddling around with the taps. Oh my god. It's just, you know, a shower should be a soothing, relaxing event. Not filled with stress and strife. Battling the hot water all the time. You know I'm a Pisces, so water is very, very important in a Pisces life. You have to have times when you're allowed to enjoy some water. But not in my shower. In my shower, it's a psychosocial dilemma. Well, not a social dilemma. A psychotic dilemma. My shower is making me feel unloved. I have issues with my shower, doctor. Oh my god. It's like we were having karate wars too. Like, have you ever watched yourself in the shower and like, you know, you gotta reach for the shower curtain, and this tub might be slippery, so you gotta make sure your weight is distributed just so, and it's like you're doing fucking Tai Chi in the shower just to close your fucking shower curtain or to bend over and reach the soap. Turn the big wheel, you know. Turn the tap. Oh my god. The moves, you know, like the stances you gotta take to... I always feel like I'm gonna fucking die in the shower, even just stepping into it, because the tub is curved, so if you don't stick your foot in the right place, you're gonna slip on the curve of the tub. Gotta transfer your weight just so, so you don't end up looking like Fred Flintstone doing a running on the spot jig. And you know that feeling that you get when you, like, when you realize you've lost your footing, and there's you're like, your life flashes before your eyes in the two or three instants that it takes for you to flop around and end up half dead in the tub. It's such a horrible feeling. Plus, you go through all these flashbacks, like... You end up blaming your mother because she didn't teach you how to get into a tub properly. It's a horrible feeling, isn't it? It's like the rug being pulled out from under you. So anyway, I've been doing Tai Chi in the tub. I believe, actually... Oh, Laughing Buddha does Tai Chi. Laughing Buddha, I believe that the art of Tai Chi is actually like a 60,000-year-old story of a guy fighting with the shower curtain in the tub. I mean, really, if you look at the moves you're doing, it's just like getting in and out of the tub. Well, anyway, so my shower's working against me. The weather's rainy and ugly, except for this brief period of time. So we are out and about. Gonna go for a little bit of a drive. Gotta do some shopping. I have an appointment. And then we'll be racing home to, I don't know, sit on the couch and drink beer or something. Yeah. So, one more little excerpt from the life of the Fey driver. Well, pinkies, we're at it again. You may recall me saying that I was out and about doing my daily business. Well, shortly after making that statement, I decided to play hooky for the day. And I went for a very, very lovely drive up the Sunshine Coast to Squamish, where Mike in Squamish lives. I just thought, you know, it wasn't raining. It was a mediocre-looking day. I didn't have a whole heck of a lot of... responsibilities. Oh my god, people. I didn't have a large number of responsibilities, so I thought, what the hell? Let's go for a drive. Since I was sort of on that road anyway, I just decided to continue, and I had a fantastic run up the beautiful Sunshine Coast. On a beautiful road, so I just decided to go for it. So, but consequently, I also actually, I really was naughty, because after I went for that nice run up the Sunshine Coast to buy gas, I then went downtown. I went and had treated myself to a nice lunch, and boy, I just had a really fantastic day. Now, however, I am paying my penance, and I will be... Don't go, kid. Thank you. I am now have to do all the things that I was supposed to do yesterday. So that's what we're up to today. So we are off in rush hour traffic once again, and it's raining a little bit, some cloudy looking skies. So really, I'm quite glad that I took advantage of that nice a non-rainy day to go for a good drive. In any case, so we're out and about now, trying to be more responsible. Now, I do just have one minor complaint to make, and that is about the vocabulary vixen. quite disappointed, Vocabulary Vixen, at your last entry on the Grits to Glitz podcast. Really, pretty much copping out there, I think. When I hear the Vocabulary Vixen, I expect to hear some irrationality. I want to hear some vitriol. I want to hear some disappointment in humanity. And there was none of this in the last Vocabulary Vixen. And I know I was one of the ones pressuring you to do another episode of Vocabulary Vixen, but really, come on, you can do better than that. I implore you, please, find something to get upset about, because it's no fun if you're not angry. That's my plea for a proper Vocabulary Vixen. You got another think coming. That's grade school. Come on, I want university grade grammar issues. Boy, the people are driving like maniacs these days. These rush hour drivers, you know, I don't drive in rush hour too much, but these rush hour people, they're a little, boy, everyone's got to be in a hurry. They're all in a big, big hurry. Big hurry. Get out of my way. I'm in a hurry. I'm more important than you. All you important people, just go away. Get away from me. Go speed up. Get out of my way so I can enjoy my drive. Okay, so I'm on the, pretty much on the freeway now, so we'll check out for a time. This actually may be the end of this podcast, so thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. This is the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. A programming note, we will have a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live on Pride 48 on June the 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Come over and join us. If you have car questions, send me your car questions. I need some content. And if you want to be on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, send me an email. Acacius Page, Cronehaven, Mordecai Jones. You could be on the show too, you know. All right, folks, have a lovely day like I will.